Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Arrahman Rahim. Madiki Omiddin. Iyak and Abudu Vayak and Astain. Ittina Sirat al Mustakin. Sirat al Adina and Amta Alayhim. I will not do be a lahim. Well, I'm drawing. But the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds, gracious, most merciful. Master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness, Muhammad of 1444 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi. And as always, oh, alhamdulillah, come on, big old hugs and love to you. And thank you so kindly for being here. I'm excited, you know, I'm excited. Yeah, we are. And good feelings, good vibes, you know, good feelings. And you know what sort of encourages my excitement and enthusiasm, you know, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, now, I can't even paraphrase just a little bit, but you'll remember it when you read it, and inshallah, next time I'm come up, bring it, Allah bring me to it, I'll be able to make a note of it and remember what surah is. It is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in a circumstance, he was saying to us as his servant, and receive with good cheer, and receive with good cheer, happiness, enthusiasm, you know, excitement, you know, alhamdulillah, confetti, balloons, positiveness. That's what comes to me from that particular ayat saying for us to receive with good cheer. And it encourages me to you know, live that. Live it and share it, you know, share it. Oh, I'm excited. Yes. Okay. And I'm excited. Yes, that's why I'm excited and I'm happy because of that particular ayat, what Allah has given us in the Quran, alhamdulillah. We are now, of course, we are continuing into the 11th month. On the Hijra calendar, which is Dhul Qa'da. And today is the 14th day of Dhul Qa'da, the 11th month on the Islamic calendar. And on the 6th month, look at that, we all off into the 6th month. And the third day on the Gregorian calendar, 2023. So 14 days, Dhul Qa'da, 1444 on the Hijra calendar, and June 3rd, 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. Tonight, we're going to continue with our discussing introduction of Al-Asma'ul Husna. Before we get started, you know, we're going to do a little overview to bring us up as a reminder and your notes and things. I hope you have them from last week. And for the newcomers this week, get your pen and your paper because, you know, this is a learning lab, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And when I say learning, it's learning for all of us, you know, and alhamdulillah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds us accountable for teaching and sharing with others once he has blessed us with knowledge and insight and understanding. All of that he gives to us, we are responsible to give it to others. And in this case, we look at those of us that's been on this line here in the Al-Islam and Focus sessions, learning lab sessions, and for a while, and then those that are the newcomers here, and we welcome all new Shahadas. I call us basically the ones that's been around for a little while, you know, more than 2 weeks. Actually some years, everybody, but I'm just saying, you know, that we would be considered seasoned Muslims. But for the new Shahadas, the one that has just taken their Shahadas within the last maybe month, couple months, even 6 months, even a year, would be considered for sure new Shahadas. And we're happy to have you here. And we pray Allah, spend a lot to Allah, that you begin to understand what we're speaking of when we say Al Asma ul Husna, and the tremendous blessings that come with learning Al Asma ul Husna. And that, of course, is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. And He says in the Quran, you know, to call upon Him in whatever the beautiful names that He has blessed us to learn. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him when one learns Al Asma ul Husna, that is their key, that is their key to when we return to our Lord, that is our key to the paradise. We're in there. It's not that you got the key and you at the door, but your key ain't working, see. But see, now learning Al Asma ul Husna, your key gonna work. As a matter of fact, you won't necessarily have to even turn a key, because the angels are going to be there to welcome you in, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that those who learn Al Asma ul Husna and incorporate them in their lives will earn a seat in the paradise. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, I know we know that there's different levels in paradise. We won't get to that subject yet. We'll just stick to the main subject, and that is the fact that we do enter into paradise by learning Al Asma ul Husna. So, as we've seen last week, last couple weeks in the discussion that we've had in the introduction, is that the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most repeated subject in the entire Quran. Al Asma ul Husna is the most repeated subject in the Quran. And we also learn that the hadith confirmed this information. The hadith confirms this information. And the hadith says right here, it says, say to them, O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to His servant and messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to mankind. Say to them, O Muhammad, call upon Allah, or call upon Him as Rahman. And we know our Rahman, Allah is He, our Rahman. Most gracious, the most gracious. And Al-Rahim, of course, the most merciful. But call Him by whichever name you will. All His names are beautiful. Alhamdulillah. And we'll find that in Surah 17, Ayat 110. So with that information, just giving us an opening and a reminder to us that has been here and a sharing of the wisdom and the knowledge for those of the newcomers. And to us all, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, it's good work. Alhamdulillah. So with that, we're going to go on and take our first pause for our public service announcement, very important information, and then we'll get back and continue to tonight's discussion. You're listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dupreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. We ask you, please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, and we're back, and I evidently that was what was the one I was supposed to play, because I was definitely looking at, you know, my peace and compassion PSA, but inshallah we get to that one the next time, inshallah. But courtship and marriage is very important too, as well. We know that, so alhamdulillah. So we got a little bit of that. Okay, so what we're gonna do? Oh. Just a reminder now for you all out there in AM360.org land, you're listening to the program here at AM360, and you have something you want to share or ask or what. Either way, you're going to need to dial into the studio here with us at 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253 and press 1. We'll acknowledge you are there with your hand raised to make whatever comment or question you may have, and certainly open your mic up. Alhamdulillah. Also, we'd like to encourage everyone to visit our 24-hour streaming on am360.org, and or you can call in at the 701-719-4197. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook. Visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shira Conference at cwsc.us. That is us. Don't you just love us? I do too, y'all. I do too. And it's so beautiful to be among the loving. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. You know, that's one of, that's a kind of like an that those be like the types of things that I come up with, you know, I'd be inspired to do when I think about the good cheer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said for us to, you know, to share, to joy in good cheer, receive in good cheer. And so I sing and I dance. Okay, quit. Okay, so with that, and visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shira Conference at cwsc.us, and you'll learn more about the intelligentsia of CWSC, our Community-Wide Shira Conference. And, you know, of course, with AM360 being one, just one of the intelligentsias among, I believe there's 12. We've been growing, alhamdulillah, And you'll learn more about those intelligences at CWSC.us. Alhamdulillah. However you choose to connect with us, though, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Let us continue for this evening. We're going to continue with the introduction we had. Let me get this out of here right quick. Yep. We're going to continue with our introduction to Al Asma ul Husna. In our introduction, you got good notes, and we've learned quite a bit from the beginning of knowing the fact that we are learning, why we're learning them, all to where did they come from for us to learn, and the Quran it is, and we learn them because we get into the paradise. That's the goal. And whatever we're doing and whatever we're partaking in life, in the good cheer that we do it and partake it, we must continue to keep it in our minds focused that the goal is the return to heaven. That's the goal. The goal is the return to heaven because that's where we originated from. And that's why it's so important and so fundamentally important that we learn Al Asma ul Husna so that we can get back to the heaven, because that's where we had fallen from. We were taken out of by our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Muqi, the sustainer of all creation. And so He said to us that He was not going to leave us here because of what our hands wrought to be put out of the paradise. He said He wasn't going to leave us here. Of a surety, He would bring a return for us. He would come to return us back to the heaven. And so here it is. You know it's the day of return. We have to know that right now. I mean, you got to be feeling it, seeing it, hearing it, and understanding it, that this is the day. You know, as Allah said in the Quran, say, some of them see it as a far off distance, and some see it quite near. Well, take it for a surety. It is nearer than we can conceive. You know, so alhamdulillah. So with that, now we're up to, I'm reading here this evening, I like Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia. It gives you the whole of any subject that you're talking about. It just goes into a number of topics that can come in reference. And here we started with the, I know I said I was going to start there. We started with the very beginning, which is God and Islam. And here it says, God in Islam is Arabic, Romanized. Allah. Contraction of Al-La. It's a contraction of Al-La. Literally, the God, and is seen as the eternal creator and sustainer. So He is Al-Khaliq, as we mentioned earlier, the creator, and Al-Muqit, the sustainer of the universe, who will eventually resurrect all humans. In Islam, God is conceived as a perfect singular, immortal, omnipotent, and omniscient God. meaning completely infinite in all his attributes. Islam further emphasizes that God is most merciful. Did we just not just say Al-Rahman, most gracious, Al-Rahim, the most merciful? According to Islamic theology, Allah has no physical body or gender. So, you know, when we look at this according to Islamic theology, it's really a confirmation in the Quran. Islamic theology is a confirmation of that. This information, Islamic theology, is confirmation from Allah himself. Allah has no physical body or gender, although many of us refer him with the masculine grammatical articles such as he. And there is nothing else like him in any way whatsoever. Therefore, Islam rejects the doctrine of the incarnation and the notion of a personal God as anthropomorphic. And what did I get that? What did I get that from? Let me see that I get that. I saw what that meant. Did I not put it there? I do apologize. I did. You know what I think I did? Let me just look here and see here. So human light. So it's saying that, instituted doctrine for Christianity, because that is not Christianity in its true nature. The book of the Bible, which is the book that the Christians be reading from, is to read from. What is not that one that instituted the fact and the idea that God had human light, they had him with his looking like a person, and they had everybody going around saying, well, if you can say he look like you, I'm going to say he look like me. But see, we can't, all of us in the wrong that was doing something like that. That's the wrong way. You don't do that. Because it seems demeaning to the very existence of God. The Quran prescribes the fundamental transcendental creation criterion in the following verses. Fundamental transcendental. Go right here, check this out. All right. Okay. Mystical, inspiring, awe-inspiring even so, is the suggestion or the meaning to transcendental. Awe-inspiring, uplifting, mystical. Okay. So the Quran prescribes the transcendental criteria in the following verse. He is the creator of the heaven and the earth. He has made for you from yourselves mates, and among the cattle mates. He multiplies you thereby. There is nothing whatever like unto him, and he is the one that hears and sees all things. He is the one that hears. Asami, and the one who sees. Asami, the one that hears, and Al-Basir, the one that sees all things. See, that's what you, as you're learning the attributes, it's just going to become a way in your own life that every day. See, but when you're serious about receiving what you're working on, and I know we all are serious, I know we all are serious about what we're working on, and that's returning to the heaven. We all serious about that. So when you're serious about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless you to learn, because you're going to be seeking to learn. That's why it's so important to me to do my research and share the research that I get. And if I come up on something that don't sound right in my research, then I'll do a bit further research about it. I'm like, I don't know about that one. But I will check it out, because I don't know everything, and I need to find out. I'm trying to find out things and learn myself. So, but that's what it does to you when you're learning Al-Asma ul-Husna. It takes you, it actually does, you become a part of it. You know what I mean? You become aware and heightened, you know, in your hearing and a bit more sharper in your seeing, because you begin to not only hear with your ears or see with your eyes, but you see with your mind, and you see with your heart, and you hear with your mind. You can hear it. You can hear the truth when it comes, and you can hear untruth when it comes. You can hear it. We can decipher that, because Allah, highly glorified, is He has already endowed us with that abilities. And there is nothing whatever like unto Him. And you'll find that in Surah 42, Ayat 11 in the Quran. Therefore, Islam strictly and categorically rejects all forms of associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the concept that He may be some type of way connected in, you know, appearing like we look at each other. No. But I can say this here, you know that? When we are learning those attributes and we are incorporating them in our life, like you hear me when I'm reading, and we're going to, when we read, you're going to be able to, when it says that He is the creator, you know, of the heavens and the earth, you know, then you're going to know that creator is Al-Khaliq. You know, He is Al-Khaliq, the creator. And if you reading on and you say He is most merciful, then you know He is Al-Rahim. And the Islamic concept of God emphasizes, and I'm just using God, but we know God is the English word for Allah, highly glorified is He, the God, alhamdulillah, Allah, the God. And the Islamic concept of Allah emphasizes that He is absolutely pure and free from association with other beings, which means attributing the powers and qualities of Allah to his creation, and vice versa. In Islam, Allah is never portrayed in any image. And you know what that, you know what that just reminds me of, and that reminds me when it was Moses that went to the burning bush, right? And then there was another one when Allah was saying, said one of the prophets was something asked about him. It might have been Moses too, but he was asking Allah to show himself to him, and he was saying, Allah was saying, how glorified is he? So is it that you don't believe because you ask him? But you know, he already knew whether he believed or not. He was just piercing his conscious thought as to what he was actually doing when he was saying to God, show me you. So Allah was just kind of, you know, giving him a question in his mind. So is it that you don't believe? And he said, no, that's not the case. He just wanted to satisfy that what he was needing to feel comfortable with the fact of knowing God exists in his essence of being. But in any case, just like the burning bush wasn't God, Allah said to him, say, well, look at that mountain and say, if it stand in its place, then you'll see me. But did the mountain stand in its place? It did not. It crumbled to the pieces. To let you know right there, he wasn't a mountain either. So he couldn't be seen. So that is the Islamic concept emphasizes that Allah is absolutely pure and free from association with other things and beings. The Quran specifically, and that's the Asa going on, specifically forbid ascribing partners to share in Allah's sovereignty, his singularness, his sovereignty. He is sovereign. He is Al-Qudus, the most holy, the sovereign. And he is considered to be the absolute without a second, indivisible and incomparable being. You hear that? We don't make any partners in the sovereignty with the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the absolute one without a second, indivisible and incomparable being who is similar to nothing, and nothing is comparable to him. I'm going to get moving. I'll be listening. I'll be trying to, if I can be kind of, I'll be kind of be quiet, you know. Yes. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah is absolutely superior and unique and utterly other than anything in or of the world. Now, you know, You know, I just know how it makes you feel, because I'm telling you how it's making me feel right now. That he is just superior anything. You know, to have that type of, look at me now, I'm going to get big, y'all, and listen to him. That type of security in one's very existence of life, just to know that we can be secure with Allah protection. He is Al-Muhaymin. He is the protector. You know? Don't you see how you feel when you know he is protecting you? I mean, and none other is comparable to him. You see what I'm feeling here? Now, I know you're feeling the same thing. I know you're feeling the same thing. Because it's like learning that you're protected from all harm of the world, and you know the foolishness that we got going on in this world today. So you can actually feel protected against that. You can feel protected against that. You can know that you are protected. You won't just feel it. You'll feel it, but you'll actually know that it is the absolute truth that you are protected by he that only can protect, and no one else can invade through that protection that he gives. No one else can say, oh, well, he protecting you, but I'm going to do something and make his protection don't be on you no more. I can beat that protection. Uh-uh. Can't nobody else and nothing else claim that protection when Allah gives it to you. And that's so much security. That's a lot of security to have in this life, knowing that this is earth where we're at and that our goal is getting back to the paradise, but we have that type of protection in this earth like that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So you see how excited you get because of Al-Asma'ul Husna? You feel it. You feel it all in you, in your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. You feel it in your hearing, your seeing. You feel it. You understand it. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you don't understand it all, but you got enough understanding to make you assured in what your Lord has given to you. Yeah. He is Al-Azim, the magnificent. Isn't that just wonderful? And guess what I learned there the other day? I was talking to this young lady, and I was telling her about the Asma'ul Husna. So I said to her, she was telling me, I had given her something, and she said, you know, I can't find it. And so, of course, I immediately said to her, I said, you're a hoarder, and we're going to do another program on that too. And she said, yes, I am. I said, that's why. I said, I kind of figured that because I know I'm a very organized person, not to brag or anything of that nature at all, because I'm pretty sure perhaps there's some more organized than myself. However, I do try to make sure that when I remove a thing, it's got a certain place that it goes. You know what I'm saying? Got a certain place where it goes. If I take it off the top shelf and it's in the kitchen, then, okay, when I go for it and get it out of there, that's where I'm going to go look for it at, on the top shelf in the kitchen. Now, when I remove it from the top shelf in the kitchen and I get through utilizing it, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it back on the top shelf in the kitchen, so that way when the next time come up and I need it, and I say, well, oh, yes, and they're on the top shelf in the kitchen. But if you take it and you say, oh, okay, now I'm going to put it back in there a little bit later, and I'm going to lay it over here. Or whatever it could be. And instead of putting it back where you got it, that's the idea. That's the lesson I'm sharing here, is that when you remove something, first of all, you get organized and you say, well, okay, all the socks go over here and all of the T-shirts go over here. Just an analogy of something, y'all. It don't mean that it just got to be socks and T-shirts or something in the cabinet like that. It's just giving your idea an expansion to whatever it is that you utilize of in your life and need that Allah has provided for you, that when you utilize it, be organized where you can go get to it and be organized to put it back. You know what I'm saying? And try not to be a hoarder, because, you know, when you're a hoarder, that just clouds up everything. Everything is clustered up all around you. You can't breathe. Really, you can't breathe. It'd be hard to breathe. You got too much around you, too much going on, too many things in your midst that you need to be, you know, got to look at and focus on, you know. So, but in any case, so I said to her, she said she couldn't find it. And I said, well, ask God how to glorify us. He is Al-Wajid. I say an Al-Wajid is the Arabic word of the beautiful name that he is. And the attribute of that is that he is the finder, you know, because he is Al-Basir and he sees everything every time, all the time. Then he doesn't have to find it, but he's the finder in terms of you can call up on him by Al-Wajid, because he knows you're calling up on him to give you the knowledge of where something is at, because he already knows it. So when you call, or when we call upon him by these beautiful names, which we learned earlier in the presentation of learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, and when we call upon him by these beautiful names and whatever beautiful name it is, he answers. He answers that call by that name. You say, oh, Allah, have mercy. And you say, oh, Al-Rahman, oh, Allah, highly glorify you, Al-Rahman. Please have, I'm sorry, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Rahim, please have mercy. Please, please. And he is always, just be patient and know that he is giving what you've asked. Now, I might be going a little bit in depth, and I'm pretty sure the seasoned believer knows this already. They done been there, done that, understand it. But for the new Shahada, the new believer, they've not yet learned this. So we're teaching it today, alhamdulillah, and inshallah, they'll be able, all of us take good notes, and we'll all be reminded of what we know. And those of us that don't know, we'll learn it, alhamdulillah. So that's why I'm going a little bit extensiveness in learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. Because if you're serious, whenever, and none of us know when, we will return to our Lord. None of us know when. So whenever that time comes, if we are sincere about going to the paradise, then we're going to be sincere about learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. That is a direct door opener. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he is, Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah. The opener. The opener. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we're moving along here. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop right here, everyone. You know it was time for us to take that. And I'm going to do it right here, right now. I'm going to do it right here, and then we're going to come back, okay? Okay, let me see here. You are listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Abdul Haidi. And we will take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to sit and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, excuse me. Well, alaikum assalam, and we are back. And just a reminder there, if you're out there at am360.org land and you want to communicate with us, you're going to need to come inside the studio so that you'll be able to dial at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and then I can know that you have something you want to share. And we'll certainly give you that opportunity, open your mic and give you that opportunity. You can email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at EWSC.us. Again, that is us. Or you can give us a like on Facebook and leave us a listener comment at the business office. You can leave a comment, a question, or some information you just want to share. Need someone to get back with you, give us a call at the 910-317-0297. And remember now, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, getting back to our introduction that we are discussing to Al-Asma'ul Husna. And just want to remind everyone, we certainly do appreciate your being here. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it all go down, we'll be saying, hey, you know, alhamdulillah. I know. I need to quit, yeah. I quit. But I'm just saying, we'll be all in that good cheer when we get there and we realize, and we won't have to be among those that say, you know, I had an intimate friend on earth, and I'm wondering where they're at. I don't see them up here. Now, I know heaven is pretty big, and they could be, and I just ain't seen them yet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, say, look down. And when they look down, guess what? They see that intimate friend. So we don't want to do that. We want to be able to see each other in the paradise, inshallah, and look forward to it. Look forward to it, yes. Okay. Let me see what this was here right quick. So, stop it. Okay, let me get this here. Okay, now, let me just check this out right here. It ain't gonna take me but a minute. Okay, right here. Okay, here we go. Oh, okay. Okay, Allah is the Arabic word referring to God in Abrahamic religions. In the English language, the word... In the English language, the word generally refers to Allah in Islam. The word generally refers to God in Islam. Now, Allah is the Arabic word referring to God in Abrahamic religion. The English language, the word generally refers to God in Islam. Oh, I see. The Allah. See, Allah in the Arabic word refers to God. In the English language, God refers to Allah in Islam. Okay? In Islam, Allah is the Arabic word referring to God. The word generally refers to God in Islam. Arabic, Allah. The Arabic word Allah is thought to be derived by contraction from al-ilah. Al-ilah, I think we said that a little bit earlier, which means the God, the only God, and is related to al-el and elah. Allah, the Hebrew and Aramaic words for God, is distinguished from Ilah, which is Arabic, the I-L-A-H, the E-L-A-H in the Hebrew and Aramaic is distinguished from Ilah with the I in Arabic, alhamdulillah. Allah is God's most unique name, grandly referred to as Lafz, that's L-A-F-Z, so Lafz, Laz al Jalala. You know what? That takes me to one of the attributes. Yeah, okay. That takes me to one of the attributes, y'all. I remember it, and I haven't learned it yet, but I remember that's part of it right there. And the word, and that means the word of majesty. And we know that al Jalil is the majestic. The majestic, Allah highly glorified. See, this is coinciding this, the etymology of this word, Allah. It says that Laz al-Jalala is the word of majesty. And we know al-Jalil is majestic, and majesty is majestic. It occurs in the Quran 2,697 times in 85 of its 114 surahs. Isn't that something? Alhamdulillah. Okay. We're going to move here. We're going to go attributes, oneness. The main article here is Tawheed and Tanzi. Islam's most fundamental concept is a strict monotheism called Tawheed, affirming that God is one, and Tanzi, Wahid, God is one. The basic creed of Islam, the Shahada, recited under the religion involves, I testify that there is no deity other than God. Now, for the new Shahadas, now you get a better understanding of what you're saying in terms of that oneness. You bearing witness that you took that Shahada, but it's very important that you, when you take that Shahada, and do you know taking the Shahada, you get a brand new lease on life? Do you know that? When you take the Shahada, all that you you thought that you knew and was the correct knowledge. You really become, your eyes and your ears and your mind open up, and you now begin to input new knowledge, revelant knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge that is relevant to your very existence of being, you know. And so the Quran also provides the reality of Allah as a unified whole, with Allah being a single concept that would describe or ascribe all existing things. He is the first and the last. Okay, here we go, y'all. We get to use two here. The first Al-Awal, the first. Al-Akir, the last. Evident and the imminent. And he has full knowledge of all things. Al-Alim, all-knowing. Alhamdulillah. And then, listen, I hope you're taking good notes now. And if I'm not doing any spelling right now of the words that I'm saying, but any time that I mention an attribute and you need the spelling of it, press one, and I give you the spelling of it. But right today, we were just doing the continual introduction of the Al-Asma'ul-Husna itself and giving that concept of giving us the whole inside look at it, you know what I'm saying? The whole inside look, Al-Asma'ul-Husna, and the benefits from actually participating in the Al-Asma'ul-Husna. Mm-hmm. So, moving along, it says the Quran okay, here. Yeah. There's none. Okay. Okay, the ultimate source of all existence, Allah is Ash-Shamad. Now, you know, I'm going to take a look at this. This is the source of all existence. The uncaused cause who created all things, out things. He who is eternal, absolute, immutable, perfect, complete, essential, independent, and self-sufficient, who needs nothing while all creation is in absolute need of him. Now, you know, I know that seems like that. Oh, that's so elementary. Really? It may be. That's what you see is elementary. But then that's where learning starts from, the elementary stage. If you can understand it in the elementary stage, then when it gets to be a little bit more in-depth, and you'll be able to follow right along and be able to get right in there, and you won't be lost. Because everything depends upon Allah, to whom matters will ultimately return. He gets not, nor is he begotten. He is unborn and uncreated. You know, now you hear this. This is another thing that Al-Asma'ul-Husna does for you. And I want you all to share with me, once you begin to practice Al Asma ul Husna on a daily, I want you to share. I want you to feel comfortable enough to press 1 and share with us how it has affected you, that what you've learned thus far of Al Asma ul Husna, so that we can all share in the good cheer. You tell me of what you're seeing, feeling, and understanding about it, and you'll get mine as well, and we'll all share. Okay? Alhamdulillah. I want you to do that. You don't have to be, and I try to make us all feel very comfortable that you can press 1 at any time and say what's on your heart. Say what you're thinking in reference to what Allah has given you out of the presentation, which He is allowing me to share with you. And not this day, any day that we have the opportunity to be together. And I want you to do that. Okay. As we're going to go on here and the Quran, 1965, Ayat 19, Surah 19, Ayat 65. Do you know of any that can be named with His name? Emphasizes that Allah is unique. Highly glorified is He. His name is shared by none other. You know, and that's true, that's absolutely true. But you know, I don't know how they, that's between them and Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. But I'm like, how do they be feeling when they say, my name is Allah? Oh, my goodness, how do you do that? I mean, I'm just saying, I know it's a name, but Allah is Allah. You know, I mean, now that one, I would tell a person, no, you just don't name that name, because Allah is His name. Allah is His existence. So I would say, how dare anyone to do such a thing myself? That's what I would say. But that's me. And I'm not all forgiving and most merciful. Allah is. He's all forgiving and most merciful. Of course, you know, we be kind and forgiving as much as we can, but He is the most merciful. And more than what you and I could ever be. You know, and I know any human being could be. So that was in, and it said, those who do not believe in the hereafter applies the most evil of attributes, and to Allah applies the most sublime attribute. And He is the all-glorious. Al-Majid. Al-Majid, the glorious. Allah highly glorifies. He is Al-Majid. That's M-A. It's L-A-L-M-A-J-I-D. And the all-glorious. With irresistible might, the all-wise, Al-Hakim. Mm. And with Irresistible Might, I would go with Al Qadir with the Q, Al Qadir. And then the all-wise Al Hakim. Such as that described in previous 57, for the disbelievers in the hereafter, there is an evil description, or in other words, the most evil attribute, such as the most evil attribute, which is their ignorance and ingratitude and their burying alive of newborn girls, despite the fact that they are needed for the purposes of marriage, and not allowing women to even inherit property, and they're ascribing female gender to angels and claiming that the angels are daughters of Allah, while so preferring sons for themselves. And this is mentioned in the Quran 37, Ayat 149-155. Whereas to Allah belong the highest attributes, namely that there is no deity except Him, immensely exalted beyond and above all comparison and likeness. Now, for those that don't believe in the hereafter, see, that's what they do. They do that kind of stuff. They ascribe evilness to Allah. So do not invent similitudes for Allah. Do not liken Him to others, to associate partners with Him. For there is nothing similar to Him. Surely Allah knows, and we do not know the exact truth about Him and the exact nature of things. That's true. The originator of the heavens and the earth, each with particular features and on ordered principles. Allah has made us from ourselves, mates, and from the cattle, males of their own kind. By this means, He multiplies you and the cattle. There is nothing whatever like Him. He is the all-hearing, Asani, the all-seeing, Al-Basir. Alhamdulillah. Now, what I'm reading, you know, I told you I'm reading this this information from Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia. They go in and they dissect it and give you all of the good straight up front information on everything. And I don't know what the big thing was about people in Wikipedia, but that's where I'm getting this article at from today in any case. And I do like them. Matter of fact, I even subscribe to them on a monthly basis. Okay. So he goes on to say, Wikipedia, that is, goes on to say about the Creator. According to the teachings of Islam, Allah is the Creator. And we're talking about Al-Asma'ul Husna. And Allah is the Creator. Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq, with the Q on the end. The Creator. And He has created the worlds and all everything in between us, the heaven and the earth. He has created everything in the world in accordance with a definite plan and for a particular purpose. Isn't that something? You know, now you know, when we hear that information right there, we think about ourselves in order to, because now if he has created us for a particular plan, for a definite plan and a particular purpose, doesn't that make you just like be seeking of him so that you can find out what that plan and what that purpose is? You want to know what that plan and that purpose is. So, and just knowing that fact, he the creator, Allah highly glorified as he is, Al-Khali, the creator, had a will and a reason. A will and a reason to let us even exist, to have us to even exist. To have us to even exist. There was a reason. There was a plan. A particular person. A purpose. A particular purpose. There's no shortcoming or defect of any sort in any of his creations. And the Quran will confirm this in this verse right here. Allah is the creator, Al-Khaliq, of all things. He is the guardian. The guardian. Protector, Al-Muhaymin, over all things. And that'll be in Quran, Surah 39, Ayat 62. And but surely we have created each and everything by precise measure. Now, this is Allah getting down on us, you know, like telling us, hey, this is the real deal. See, precisely, you know. We don't know. And none of us still don't know, but we have to believe. If we believe in Allah, the one that created us, we're going to believe. We're going to believe. And when we believe, that's what gives us, that's what activates our hearing. When we believe, it activates our seeing. It activates our feeling and understanding of our very, now that we know that, of our existence and our means and why we were actually created, then it gives us a better understanding of what the things are happening and encompassing around our lives. Around our lives. The Quran says in verse 25, Ayat 2, in Surah 25, Ayat 2, and Allah has created everything and designed it in a perfect measure. That sort of takes me to Al-Musawir. Allah being Al-Musawir, the fashioner. See, because right here it says, and Allah has created everything and designed it in a perfect measure. Isn't that something? Sort of like us going in the kitchen to make up a gingerbread, man. what it sounds like to me. I'm just saying, you know, I'm gonna be comical about it. But it's real. It's real. Or cake or something that you go in the kitchen to make up. You got to put those precise measurements of those ingredients in there so that your cake or your gingerbread man or whatever you're baking will come out in perfect order as we did. Alhamdulillah, by the hand of the one who creates, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And you will find that in Surah 25, Ayat 59. The Quran states that Allah is Rabb Al-Lamin. When referring to Allah, the Arabic term Rabb is usually translated as Lord and can include the following meanings. Lord, Rabb, which means Lord. It means owner, master, ruler, controller, creator, upbringer, trainer, sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, provider, protector, guardian, caretaker. All of these beautiful name, same term as Rab, R-A-B-B, the same term as Lord, which is what Rab is translated to. Rab is used in a limited sense for humans as in the head of the family. Master of the house or owner of the land or cattle. The Arabic word al-alamin can be translated as the worlds or universe. So he is Lord of the worlds or Lord of the universe. The universe says there are many worlds, astronomical and physical worlds, worlds of thought, you know, in your thinking would be worlds, spiritual worlds. Everything in existence, including angels, jinn, devils, humans, plants, animals. The worlds may also be taken to refer to different domains or kingdoms within this earthly world or other worlds beyond this earth. Yeah. It's not just here and us right here. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, you know what I'm bringing that, but you just, you know, I'm always tell you what it brings me up to. It brings me up to, you know, I tell you, I'm a Star Trek fan. And, you know, they travel throughout the galaxies, you know. And there's different planets and different other races and different other worlds up in there. People look different. They have come up on some where they even look similar. But they all had their own distinct markings of that particular world that they come from. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The most commonly used names in the primary sources are Ar-Rahman, meaning the most compassionate, and Ar-Rahim, meaning the most merciful. The former compasses the whole creation. Therefore, applying to Allah's mercy and that it gives every necessary condition to make life possible. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that he gives every necessary condition to make life possible? The latter applies, and that's the Ar-Rahman. The latter, which is Ar-Rahim, applies to God's mercy in that it gives favor for good deeds. It gives favors for good deeds. Thus, Ar-Rahman includes both the believers and the unbelievers. Look at that. Look at that now. Did you hear that? Thus, Ar-Rahman. Let's see. Includes both the believers and the unbelievers. But Ar-Rahim only refers to the believers. Favor is Ar-Rahman. That's the favor. And it includes both the believers and the unbelievers. But Ar-Rahim is only the believers. How about that? So the unbelievers, they get favors believer or the unbeliever get favors. But only the believers get the mercy. Allah is said to love forgiving. With the hadith stating, Allah would replace the sinless people with the one who sinned but still asked repentance. That Allah would replace a sinless people with one who sinned but still asked repentance. Allah highly glorified is he is omniscient, knowing, all knowing, all aware. His Allah's omniscience is the knowledge of all things. Whether they are actual or possible, whether they are past, present, or future. He is all-knowing. He is omniscient. All knowing and all aware. Of past, present, and future knowledge. Omniscient, being Allah's awareness, includes his knowledge of people, places, events, circumstances. I tell you, there's no way. I couldn't see no way that one would not be in the awe, as Allah tells us in the Quran, of even just knowing that such an entity, that such an existence, I would say, created us, created the human being. You know? According to the Quran, Allah is self-existent and infinite. He is omniscient. He is eternally knowledgeable of everything, everywhere, always, and from eternity past, and he is fully aware of whatever one thinks. This is just, I'm telling you, this is just a wow. What one intends and what one does. And the reins of all things and events are in his power. You know, this is just absolutely astonishing. It is. It's just, and that's just to say, like, the best that I can even come up with right now, but there's so much more than that in terms of the word. And I know you're feeling the same thing. And I do apologize, y'all, because you know what? I hadn't checked my board. I do apologize. And I see the time is getting on here. And I just wanted to kind of just get in as much as we could. And, you know, we're still talking about Al-Asma Ul-Husna now. This is serious business. And I hope you're taking good notes, and I know you're taking good notes. I feel you're taking good notes, you know. And but it's crucial. You know, I tell people now it is so crucial. This time in life, wherever you're at and whatever age you're at, whatever stage you're at in life in terms of age, whatever health you've been blessed with, whatever sin and knowledge and understanding you've been blessed to get, this is a crucial time in life. Crucial because, remember, our Lord said he was going to return to us to get us out of the earth and guide us back to the heavens, Well, the cruciality that I'm speaking of, with the ality, which one of our my dear friends, he's a wordologist, and he always said, when you look at ality on a word is the reality. And right here is crucial. It's the cruciality, meaning the reality of it, this day and time. Serious business, everybody. It's so serious until, you know, how back in the day when we say, I'm serious as a heart attack. It's just that serious. Because the heart attack could possibly be the one would be your or our return to our Lord. And that, we're not trying to have a heart attack. But if one came up on us, it would be all of a sudden. It wouldn't be something that we knew about, you know. So, alhamdulillah. So it's a crucial, it's very crucial at this point. You know, because take a look at it. Wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Because take a look at it, and get a sip of water. There, now listen at this now. Take a look at this now. We don't know in the journey back to the heaven how close it is. Now, just say for instance, if you looked at it and you said, okay, I'm going to give myself something like a ladder to be a measuring for me. I'm just saying. And even if it's when we read in the Quran that a day is as 50,000 years is in a day, how much of those 50,000 years have already gone past? See, we don't know that. We don't know that. Cause, you know, some of us been here a little bit older, but it's sure no more than maybe a little over 100 years in this daytime. Compared to 50,000 years being that day, being in a, you know, being a day to travel to the throne of our Lord. Well, that's something to think about. You see what I'm saying? It just opens up your mind and starts saying, well, you know, since we never know, I always want to be ready. So like Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said to us and encouraged us to do, live as though you're going to live forever, but yet live as though you will not live forever. Today will be your last day. Okay, let me check my board. Okay, no one has their hand up. So you see what I'm saying? And this is what Al Asma Ul Husna does for us, everyone. And I want to thank you so kindly. We're going to get ready to bring our program to end this evening. And, of course, you know, there's much more information. I don't understand. I know the last time when we stopped, I said I was going to, you know, mark it off. Do you know the day is just, I couldn't find it. But I was blessed to be able to, by the grace and mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect me to you know, to put me right on the track of where we should be and where we left off at. Okay, 2023. Okay, now for real, y'all, I marked it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead on right now. And when we come back the next time, inshallah, in learning the Al-Asma Ul-Husna, we're going to be connecting Allah in the relationship that he has with his creation and see what we'll be able to see within our development as a human being. Yeah, it'll be a development as a human being. Because we are the human being that Allah created. Al Kali, the creator, we are the human beings that he created. He created us in the heaven. And when we learn Al Asma Ul Husna, which is our roadmap back to the heaven, all the way up in there sitting down, you ain't at the door hoping you can get in. You all up in there with Al Asma Ul Husna. You in there. So that's why it's so important and so crucial at this day and time, so that whenever that time does come, inshallah, we'll have that. How to glorify this. He was, Al-Rahim will have that mercy upon us and say, well, my servants, they tried. They made their efforts. And he judges us on our intention. They had the intention. Maybe they got the number 80 and didn't get to learn other 19. You say, but inshallah, because they was working so diligently on it, and he go ahead on and, you know, and give us that favor that we talked about earlier, that favor, and open the gates up to us and let us come in. Let the angels say to us, welcome and to the paradise, and that our Lord would say to us, a job well done, my servant. That means he's going to be pleased with us. And, of course, you already know we pleased with him. But isn't that just, it's so breathtaking just to know that this could actually take place like that. And that's in reality. That's in reality that it can actually take place just like that. So. And learning Asma'ul Husna will strengthen our belief in faith in that. It will strengthen our faith and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring us closer to him, alhamdulillah. Okay. With that, I'm going to go on, everybody. I apologize, because I do get to going on here, but I'm going to take our last pause for our public service announcement. You are listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dafita Abdul Hadid, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we say to you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. I see you, 248. If you let me just take this quick public service announcement, I'll be right back to you. Thank you so kindly. Get it all set out right here.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Support the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Steward Conference, and AM 360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And you know, of course, if you're out there in the AM360.org land, you want to share in a thought or a question, you're going to need to dial into the studio, and your time, you know, it's getting kind of limited, but you would dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and you'll get that opportunity. We want to remind you to visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shira Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that again, that is us together, and learn about CWSC and these beautiful intelligences and that we are connected to as being a part of the Shura Conference. Also, if you have a question or comment you'd like to leave, you can do so at the business office at 910 317-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Join us tomorrow morning now, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, right here at AM 360. And for the Study Al-Islam with Fitr Muhammad, and I believe tomorrow will be the first Sunday, you want to join Omar Sharif, Imam Omar Sharif, tomorrow starting at 12:30 right here on AM 360. And then you're going to come back at 5 o'clock p.m. and hear Imam Kareem Hanid and Michael Hanin for contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's tomorrow afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. So, inshallah, get your opportunity, okay, to join us tomorrow evening. Appreciate your patience so kindly. 248-763. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to Al-Islam in Focus.
Islam, and it's real. And Islam is Islam, and God moves, like he wants to say, Ilaha illallah. There is no God but God. I am the son of Mary. Ilha is Ramza Gay, and I was born right here in the D, 9-17-50. Mary went to P, and here I am. I can say I'm still here.
Alhamdulillah. Well, pleased to meet you. I'm sorry I didn't get your first name.
Islam, I'm Luqman Sadiq, the son of Mary. Ilha is Ramza Gay.
Yes, sir.
And it is what it is.
Just like
the God put you together when you was in your mama's stomach, he's still in control.
That's right.
Do what your mama say. Heaven on earth is at the feet of the mother. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And don't sweat the small stuff. He's still in charge. Iqra, read. You can be what you want to be. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. Stay alive. And he ain't through with it.
Alhamdulillah. I like
self first. The religion of all the prophets from Adam to Muhammad.
That's
I-S-L-A-M, Islam. I, self, Lord, and Master. There is no God. Be responsible.
Sir.
And read.
That's right.
And you will know. And you will know.
That's right.
Ain't no action. Man.
Alhamdulillah.
Stay alive.
Yes, sir. Yes,
politics,
sir.
And religion.
Yes,
be
sir.
Be responsible.
Well,
and prayer.
Yes,
prayer
sir.
Is better than sleep. And just as they
that's
keep
right.
hope alive. Hope ain't nothing but prayer.
That's
all
right.
All the time, all day. Islam.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to throw that
yes,
at
sir.
You. This shit's so crazy now. How the 6-year-old baby gonna go to school with a pistol and shoot the teacher?
Yeah, yes, sir. But we certainly saw it, didn't we?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We still here.
Saw it in terms
we
of,
still here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
You still here, and he ain't through with
yes,
you
sir.
Yet. But do the right thing.
Do the right
take
thing, yes, sir.
Take care of these babies.
And you know what, brother?
Islam.
You know what, brother?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? Yes, sir. You know what it takes me to, Brother Sadiq, that when you say, and we're still here because Allah is not through with us, when we learn in the Al-Asma'ul Husna and we have that protection upon him, and then you know this and you share that, I want to let you know how I really appreciate your doing that.
It's behind you now. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. Be responsible.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Do what your mama.
Sir.
Do what your mama said do.
That's right. And you know, learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, we can learn it, but we still got to be responsible, just as you're saying. We still got to do good deeds, you know. We can,
and
you
our
know,
history
but, you
is
know,
in our
learn,
music. Our history is in our music. James Brown got Black and Proud, but King Mike married Bruce Wayne's shoes daughter, bought the rights to his music, the Beatles' music, and said, I'm a big boy now. Fairy tales I don't enjoy.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big boy.
Yes, sir.
Read and you will know.
That's right. That's right. I'm a little lost. Well, we certainly do appreciate you. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Well, we certainly do appreciate you, Brother Sadiq, for stopping in and sharing your wisdom with us. And we appreciate you even being here on Adesuana Focus Learning.
Pick your people and don't let people pick you.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we do appreciate you, Kanye, and we look forward to your returning, inshallah, all of us returning back here next week. And right here on AM360, we do appreciate you, all of you online in the studio and online in the on the AM360.org land. So inshallah, Brother Sadiq, may Allah continue to bless us all with a great evening, and appreciate you kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Islam. Peace.
Peace. Alhamdulillah, everyone. I really do appreciate that. Did we have someone else? I think. Oh, no, that was him just going. Okay. And you can press 1, Brother Sadiq, and then that way it'll take you out of the queue. And we just got a few more minutes left here that if you just had something else. Appreciate you so kindly. And inshallah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, everybody, that just, it touches me because that's Allah allowing any one of us to press that one and to come in and to share whatever Allah has put on their heart and their mind to share with us in reference of Al-Asma'ul Husna. We've appreciated you and enjoyed you so dearly, immensely this evening. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our upcoming week that we all have a fantastic upcoming week in Juma Mubarak, and that as the prayer that we always pray for the homeless, the needy, the wayfarer, those who ask, and those who for whatever reason do not ask. We pray Allah suffice them with what they need to bring them families together and get to a better situation from being homeless and hunger. We pray Allah for those that have illnesses that they will be healed by the healing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bai, the infuser of new life that will bring about that healing. And it will bring about that healing as though that illness was never there. It was never there. And so, inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless them with that type of healing. And for those that have returned to our Lord, of our loved ones, don't get me started now. You know it's going to touch our heart. For our loved ones that have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah bless them with their mercy and forgiveness from Him, His Ar-Rahim, and Al-Ghafar, merciful and all-forgiving to them, and bless them with this paradise, and bless us, that the loved ones that they left behind, with peace and joy and patience in our being patient, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned them all. And to that we say, Ameen, 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 Ameen. And as we come in, we said to you, big old hugs and love, alhamdulillah, and we're going to leave you with the big hugs and love, and inshallah, you'll be with us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m., inshallah, bless us all to get back here next week, have a great week, and return back here together at Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab. It's starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM360. Have a fantastic evening, and may Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And to that we say, Ameen. I'm going to leave you out with this particular promo that I made for Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab.
but our PSA person is down, and it may still say 7 o'clock, but it is 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So just remember that when you hear this PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preeta Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Alhamdulillah. Remember that 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Okay. Okay. Thank you so kindly. I was trying to come up with something else, and of course I'm not going to.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. This is Kareem Hamid, General Manager for America Muslim 360, announcing a new program for our parent corporation, CWSC, called Eyes on Our Community. While we are being challenged by the current public health environment and policy of spatial distancing to prevent the spread of coronavirus, some older Americans being urged to stay at home could unfortunately wind up being out of sight, out of mind. If you're a senior or disabled person and need assistance, call 910-317-0297, and one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofits, civic or faith-based or other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs. We don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. Call 910-317-0297 and help is just a phone call away. A public service announcement from the CWSC and AM